5.
It's football season with plenty of reasons to be at Buffalo Wild Wings, like 70-cent Wing Tuesdays and 70-cent Boneless Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a sin, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. And joined, of course, by Dan Strauss and Ian Geis. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Fabulous.
Dave Barry's going to be on the show today. Dave has a new book out called Best State Ever, A Florida Man Defends His Homeland. And I love the subtitle because you always hear things, especially in knuckleheads in the news, a Florida man, whatever it was. So he'll be on today to do that. He was at the Olympics in Rio a couple of weeks ago and filing some very funny dispatches that I would read every day. And so I want to talk to him about that. And that is, of course, if he hasn't died of Zika by the time we have him on here in about 20 minutes or so.
Have we heard anything about that? The Zika virus coming back over anyone?
No, it's quite disappointing. There weren't as many catastrophic events as I thought there would be prior to the Olympics. It sounded like.
Yeah, I don't think it was. It wasn't.
No, Rory McIlroy and a couple of other golfers and a couple of other athletes said, oh, I'm not going down there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get that Zika. This morning, I was talking to a friend, and he said, are you worried about this Zika thing maybe coming to the Midwest? And I said, I don't plan on becoming pregnant anytime soon or traveling to Miami Beach, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to be okay. Plus, to be honest with you, I'm still worried about SARS and West Nile virus and Asian bird flu and swine flu and and that cancer-causing shampoo. Remember that one from last year? It's just there's always one new thing.
Mad cow disease.
Mad cow.
Oh, yeah.
That's
mad
a good
cow.
One. Yeah. So,
ooh, I'm pissed.
I don't really spend my time worried about pretty much anything.
No.
And
you're more likely to get in your car that
yes,
day and have something
so much more
happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely 100% correct.
And if you get bitten by a mosquito that has the Zika virus, it's like flu-like symptoms, correct? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I don't.
I just know it's not good for pregnant women.
Right.
So
very, very small chance I'm going to become one of those, so not really worried.
Man,
about
I'll
it.
Tell you what. If you became pregnant, you'd be rich.
That would be the story. You'd be the first person I'd call, too, because we'd have to talk about that for a few minutes.
Yeah.
I don't really go outside, so the chance of getting bitten by a mosquito, very, very small. In fact, a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago, I decided that I wasn't going out onto my own patio enough because I just don't like the bugs. I hate bugs. I don't want to be out there. I don't want to have stuff flying around buzzing near me, especially if we're eating. I don't want that. So we had a patio room built with screens.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Go out there all the time. I spend lots of time outside, but while technically indoors.
You're outside, but not really.
That's the way to do it.
You're away from,
Yeah.
I like that.
You're much more likely to die on a hike than in a recliner.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm fine inside. I was outside Wednesday night. My wife and I went to Riverport to see the Dixie Chicks.
Did you?
Who have not been in St. Louis for 10 years. And I was fan of their music for several years and wanted to go see them. I'd never seen them in concert before. And it was me and four other guys and all the women. All the women in St. Louis were at this concert.
Wow.
Every single woman in town was at Riverport on Wednesday night, and 80% of them were wearing cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah.
Which I actually...
Well, I mean, actually, Dixie Chicks but here, is the name the funny, of the band.
Here's the funny thing. Natalie and Emily and Marty, who are the three women who are the Dixie Chicks, not one cowboy boot among them. You got six Dixie Chick feet, not one boot on any of them, but 80% of the women...
That's because it was too hot.
I'm sure they had
the
their cowboy boot days.
You think the Dixie Chicks had their cowboy? Yeah, they probably
did. Sure, yeah. When they first started with a name like that, I think you have to, even if you didn't own them before.
You're probably right.
The manager says, this is your name. Uh-oh, I better go get some boots.
Did you get there for the opener?
Oh, you know, I'm glad you mentioned this. We timed it perfectly so that we would miss the opening act.
Really?
You know, we ran into traffic there on Maryland Heights Expressway like everybody does when you're going to Riverport.
Yeah.
But we knew that. And so the concert was supposed to start at 7 o'clock. By the time we got out of the car in the parking lot, it was 7:20. We're walking in, and you can hear the band on stage. Thank you very much. Good night. Enjoy the Dixie Chicks. Oh, man. It's going to take them 15 or 20 minutes to set the stage, and we're going to get going. And we go inside there, and I look up, and I don't see any Dixie Chicks paraphernalia on the stage. I see another band's name on the drum head. And I said to Martha, there is a better than 50% chance that there's another opening act.
Whoa.
Well, yeah, I was going to say 7:30. That's really early for the main act to start.
It's not even dark yet.
Yes.
Which you want at Riverport. It's like going to the Skyview Drive-In in the afternoon. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, it's tough to see the movie.
So now I wanted to ask you about this because you're a musician and you do live gigs, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
This band that played second... They were loud, and it didn't seem like they were appropriate for a Dixie Chicks audience. They were kind of a rock and soul group. I can't remember what their name was.
Yeah,
but they had it was a 4-man band: guitar, bass, drums, and a vocalist. A vocalist who must have watched the James Brown movie way, way too many times, because he's doing every one of James Brown's moves on stage. And he also kept saying things like this. Let me hear you make some noise!
Oh, great.
I can't hear you! Let me hear you make some noise!
Oh, yeah.
Come on! Trying to get these people over here to sing along, and these people over here, you know, turning the microphone around to the crowd. You sing along, you do the... We don't know your songs!
Yeah.
We've never heard of you. You're an opening act. We're not here to see you get off the stage and bring the women on.
Exactly.
So here's my question to you. When you and the Uptown Jimmy Band, what is it called?
Southside Johnny Band?
Yes, you'd think I would know by now. But when you and they and the band go out and you do your gigs, many weekends.
We play tomorrow afternoon at Crown Valley Winery.
Okay, well, when you're playing tomorrow afternoon at Crown Valley Winery in St. Genevieve, at any point will you or any of your bandmates say, Let me hear you make some noise.
Every once in a while.
Why possible?
Yeah, it's possible.
You?
Yeah, every once in a while.
You try to artificially pump up the crowd?
Well, if they're already dancing and they're already getting into it, you just yell out, somebody scream, somebody do whatever, or, you know, and they do. They're already into it. So, but if they're all just sitting around and everybody's just kind of sitting around watching, you don't go, somebody make some noise. You wait because you're feeding off the crowd and they're feeding off you. You wait until they're on the dance floor to do stuff like that.
I also wanted to say, when he shouted out, I can't hear you, I thought to myself, that's because you're the one who's amplified.
Yeah.
We're 10,000 people waiting for another band to come on stage.
And no one else is screaming.
And we're not going to yell back at you.
Yeah.
I had this same problem when I was in Vegas with my daughter. We went to see a few shows while we were there. Did I talk about going to see Rod Stewart? Did I tell that story?
Boy, I don't remember.
I don't think so. Well,
no.
I'll tell that in a second. We went to see a few shows there, including a Cirque du Soleil show. And we also went to see this thing called the Ultimate Variety Show, which is at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas, and essentially is a show of all the people who didn't win America's Got Talent. They got to the finals, but they didn't win. Because, you know, if you win America's Got Talent, you know, you get the Terry Fader Theater. you're Terry Fader, and you have a Vegas career for the next decade or so.
Mm-hmm.
But the other acts, you know, the juggler, the two strong guys who can hold each other and do hand balancing things, and the skaters who work on an 8-foot round stage, and all of those various people, they're all in this variety show, which was exactly what I wanted, because I wanted to have some Vegas schlock. I get in the mood for that every once in a while, and that's what that qualifies as. Those kind of acts, I enjoy that. But I don't need the MC of the show to constantly be shouting at me to yell at him. See, the concept here is I paid to come in here to be entertained by you on stage. That's the relationship that you and I have. I don't have to perform for you. You have to perform for me.
Yeah.
And so don't yell at me to yell back at you. I'm not going to make some noise.
I'll make some noise on my own accord.
Exactly. I will know when it's appropriate time for me to make some noise. How about this one? Everybody get up on your feet. No, I'm 58 years old. I've gotten to this point in my life where it's nice and comfortable for me to sit down most of the time. I'm not going to get up on my feet. That's what that guy also kept yelling at the
get on your feet
report. Yeah, let me hear you. At one point, he gets the audience to do the wave. Maybe 20% of the crowd does. Have you ever seen a wave with only 20% of the people doing it?
Yeah.
It doesn't even qualify as a wave.
No.
No. Somebody just held my hand up and moved it back and forth. Hi, how are you?
It's more qualified as some people stretching.
Yeah, I don't...
We're going to start on the left, and we're going to go all the way over to the right. And he runs across the stage and hits his hand out, and you can see some people doing it. Maybe they felt bad for the guy. I didn't. I just wanted him off the damn stage. And then he gets to the right, and he goes, okay, now we're going to go back. And then the audience comes to the center. Okay, now we're going to do it front to back. It's like, by the time it gets to the lawn people, they're just fed up.
Vintage Trouble. That was the name of the band.
Okay.
Vintage Trouble.
If you say so.
But there were two opening bands.
Yeah, right? That was the second one. I don't know who the first opening act was.
Smooth Hound something. I just looked it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the Dixie Chicks were probably helping one of those bands out.
I think that they're probably managed by the same. Remember where we had the guy from the Hollywood, who wrote the book about the Creative Artists Agency, the Hollywood Talent Agency?
Yeah.
And he talked about how they package all these things. They get the actor, the writer, director, all that stuff, and they package it to the producers and get the whole. I'm sure that's what it's like for opening acts now, too. You want the Dixie Chicks, you're going to have to take, what was it called?
Vintage Trouble.
Vintage Trouble.
Mm-hmm. I know Dave Matthews' band, they've been opening for themselves. They'll come out and do some acoustic stuff and do some things, and then they'll take a short break, and then they go into their regular show.
Mm-hmm.
But Dave, at one point, found a band. He found a band in Seattle and really wanted to help them and push them towards them.
Yeah.
So he had this band travel with them and open up for them a couple of times.
Well, so they're packaging their own show, including the opening act, and they go out and they tour together.
Right? Yeah.
All right, that's fine. Yeah. This one just didn't make sense, and it was just annoying for over a half hour.
Well, and if he's doing soul and all this other stuff, it's not a fit for the Dixie Chicks.
That's my point. Yes, exactly.
And you didn't hear the first band, so they could have maybe been a little country or something.
Yeah,
like
they're classified as Americana. Rock.
That's like Mumford and Sons.
Smooth Hound Smith. Yeah.
Oh well, I'm sorry I missed them. I probably would have enjoyed that more than being yelled at to make some noise.
Yeah.
There's no Americana band. You know, that's kind of like folk rock country, right? Isn't that
Foot Stomping Roadhouse?
Okay.
Blues roots and folk songs.
Well, you know what? Now you say Foot Stomping Roadhouse, they may be making me make some noise.
Yes,
yeah,
they,
get up.
Well, they would
get up and
maybe
stomp your feet.
Yes, there would have been some.
I'm not doing any of that.
Not only do they want you to get up, they want you to stomp your feet.
Once again, let's review the financial transaction that brought me to this seat in the first place, and that is I paid a third party to be able to enter a venue where you are going to perform for me. There is no reversal of that unless you're going to pay somebody to see me, and I'm going to get a piece of that action. And that ain't going to happen. So stop yelling at me to yell at you. So
the biggest,
annoying.
The biggest thing that we do is that people will sing along with us
on
different songs.
That's good.
Yeah.
And at the Dixie Chicks show, you know, like I said, 80% of the crowd, the ones who were wearing the cowboy boots of the 99% women, they were singing along with every song.
Yeah.
I was singing along with some of the songs. That's fine.
Yeah.
Although my wife doesn't like it because she says, I didn't pay to hear you sing. Yeah. I paid to hear those people up there sing, the ones with the spotlight on them.
Say, I don't have the microphone.
Yeah. So, but, you know, the biggest acts, they don't need to do this artificial crowd-pumping nonsense. And I'll go back to Rod Stewart. When I was there with my daughter, we went, and that was the third show that we saw, the last one. And Rod Stewart was playing at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, which is, you know, Celine Dion and Cher and Elton John have played. I think Jerry Seinfeld does gigs there. And it's a huge room. And Rod Stewart, 71 years old, still the consummate classic rock performer. Yeah. Total professional on stage. Had a 9-piece band behind him, including one woman. I've never heard this combination before. I've seen people who play violin and mandolin, or violin and guitar,
mm-hmm.
or maybe saxophone and something else. Or something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rod Stewart has a woman who plays the harp
and
percussion.
Whoa.
Wow.
How does that combination come up? And he was in great voice. You know, he still has that raspy Rod. As soon as you hear that voice, you go, oh, that's Rod Stewart. And it's been that way for 50-plus years as he's been performing. He did all of his classics, Tonight's the Night, and First Cut is the Deepest, and, you know, any Rod, Hot Legs and Maggie May and all those songs that you can know. He also did a song that I remember that I had probably not heard in over 20 years. It was a song he did with the group Faces.
Yeah.
It was not Stay With Me, which is one of my favorite rock songs of all time, but a song called Ooh La La. Do you know this song? It's the one with the chorus, I wish that I knew now what I know. I wish that I knew then what I knew now, what I know now when I was younger. Can you find that?
I think so. Yeah, if I heard it, I would.
Go on YouTube and just type in Ooh La La Faces. And we'll play just a little bit of it because we've got to run and get Dave Barry on here. But it was a really wonderful song. And he told the story before he did the song about how he did this when he was very young.
Mm-hmm.
And he dedicated it to his dad, who had supported him at the time in his career when nobody wanted him to sing. Nobody liked the way he looked. Nobody liked his hair. Nobody liked his nose. Nobody liked the way he dressed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so they had video of him and his dad showing on the screen behind him. It was great. This is Ron Wood on the guitar.
Yeah.
Poor old granddad laughed at all his words. I thought he was a bitter man. He spoke of women's ways.
Go forward about a minute or so.
Yeah, I heard this.
The backstage back on earth again. The dressing rooms are great.
I'm trying to get to the chorus here. You guys might want to learn this song and play it. It's really good.
The love is blind and you soon will find. You just
it's got to be coming up here in a second now.
Cheek makes you wonder where. So have to love just like me.
I can't find it.
And that's the hardest way. Ooh la la.
Well, there's the Ooh La La title.
Ooh la la.
I think it's coming up here.
So the bottom line is Rod Stewart, great show.
I wish that I knew all I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew all I know now.
What's amazing about that is he did that song over 50 years ago, and now here he is at 71. It has a completely different meaning when you're singing it now than when you're in your early 20s.
Oh, yeah.
A terrific show. He's at the Caesar's Palace every once in a while if you're ever out there. Or if he ever tours, go see him. By the way, at the beginning of the show, before he starts singing, he says, just want you to know, we're only going to be performing here for 90 minutes tonight.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, and if you're wondering why, it's because the casino wants you back in front of the slot machines.
Oh.
We have a time limit on what we can do here. We're going to get as many songs as we can in for you, and I'll have a few stories, but it's only going to be 90 minutes, and there's no opening act, and there's certainly no double opening act nonsense.
Yeah.
Which should be done away with immediately.
Wow.
All right, we'll break, and we'll come back with Dave Barry and his new book, Best State Ever, A Florida Man Defends His Homeland, coming up on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, it's time to get a check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they just cleared a vehicle fire that was blocking the right lane on east westbound Highway 270 at Lindbergh. Now, you have just a little bit of backup there, but northbound 170 is jammed all the way back to Highway 70, ramping on to westbound 270. Eastbound 270, you're slowing, usual spot. McDonald through 170. We're looking at southbound 270, just a little bit heavy between Olive down through Ladue. Southbound 170, we're slow from Olive down through Highway 40. And it looks like westbound 40 is the other slowdown from Kings Highway through McCausland. And this traffic report brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. For more information, go to positivecoach.org. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson, Monday morning on the McGraw Show. Brenda Talent from the Show Me Institute and Susan Sherman with the St. Louis Fashion Incubator. All that and much more on the Big 550 KTRS starting at 6 a.m.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson, weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andre 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
A great moment in baseball presented by Byerly RV.
The year was 1990. The young right fielder played with the team for just 2 years. His fielding skills were exceptional. His passion for the game made him a clutch player. The game was on the line. Just put the ball in the play, yelled the coach. As usual, he took the first pitch, then the second. He cracked the third in the right center and it rolled. The batter sprinted around the bases. He crossed home plate at full speed, ran through the crowd of cheering teammates, jumped over the bench, and with watery eyes, the 9-year-old flew into his father's arms. Dad, Dad, a home run. My first home run.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life.
Finally trailer.
He discovered
your family. Show them you
care.
For the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage at $75 per month, level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 888-960-3997. That's 888-960-3997. You're probably paying more than you should. Call TermBusters at 888-960-3997. That's 888-960-3997. Remember, 888-960-3997. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes for preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
SSM Health and the Dave Sinclair Automotive Group are teaming up to detect prostate cancer earlier. Prostate cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in American men, and about 180,000 new cases of prostate cancer will be diagnosed this year. This September, SSM Health will offer free prostate screenings for men ages 50 to 69 at four Dave Sinclair dealerships around the area. For more information or to register for a screening, visit SSMHealth.com or call 1-866-SSM-DOCS.
Ah, the sounds of silence. The kids are back to school, and now you can focus on your home appliances. Whether you're looking for a dependable front load or a top load high efficiency washer and dryer set to clean those filthy soccer uniforms, Appliance Discounters is a place to go for Samsung laundry sets. Or you may be in the market for cooking appliances or a refrigerator. Whatever it may be, when it comes to Appliance Discounters, we have you covered with six locations and Samsung kitchen packages at the lowest price, along with huge rebates. Visit us in store or at appliancediscounters.com.
It's the end of summer BOGO sale, baby. Buy one, get one from amazing siding and windows. Buy one Infinity from Marvin fiberglass window, receive a second free. Buy one Infinity from Marvin door, receive a second one free. Need siding? Pay for two sides, and we'll throw in the other two sides for free. You must schedule with Amazing before school starts back. Call 636-230-5800. On the web, AmazingSEL.com. Previous purchase excluded, restrictions apply. Free product is of equal or lesser value, labor excluded.
Call Amazing Siding, and you'll never paint again. Never.
Ask yourself the following question. How healthy are you? Living a healthy lifestyle free from illness and poor medical conditions is not as hard as you think. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., listen to Naturally Speaking from the Institute of Natural Health. You'll learn how to achieve wellness naturally by putting the focus on the person, not the condition. There really is a better way to live. Listen to Naturally Speaking, Sundays at 5 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
Think you're truly prepared to retire within the next 5 years? Think again. Learn why there may be more work to be done on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me.
Hit me up, baby.
And that music in the background is the Rock Bottom Remainders, the band made up of some very famous authors across this country.
You can't judge an apple by looking at the tree.
I believe that would be Stephen King right there.
Looking at
the Our friend Ridley Pearson's in the band.
Can't judge a daughter.
Amy Tan is in the band.
You can't judge a book now looking at the cover.
Perfect song, the old Bo Diddley classic for the Rock Bottom Remainders as authors to cover. And here's another member of that band who's got a new book out.
You look like a fun.
It's Dave Barry. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Are you trying to lose your entire audience?
No, I love the Rock Bottom Remainders.
Okay.
As you know, because I talk about them every time you're
that
on with me.
That doesn't mean you have to inflict them on the innocent people of St. Louis. Okay.
What do you play, Dave?
I play the guitar. We use a musical technique I call the rumor method, which is everybody's holding an instrument of some kind and playing something, and then a rumor goes around that there might have been a chord change. You know, rumor doesn't reach everybody at the same time, nor does everybody respond in the same way. But
yeah.
So.
I remember the first time you and I talked about the Rock Bottom Remainders, I asked you what one of your favorite songs to play was, and you said Gloria, the old Van Morrison and Them song. And you said, of course, it's not that hard. You could drop the guitar on the floor and it'll play it by itself. Dave has a brand new book called Best State Ever. A Florida man defends his homeland. We've only been making fun of your state for 20 years, Dave.
More than that, really. But yeah, you're right. It started big time with the 2000 presidential election, where we lived up to our official state motto, Florida, you can't spell it without duh. We were the only state unable to figure out, even weeks after the election occurred, exactly who we'd voted for. And so that became the sort of the ongoing nightmare for us. And then the image was sort of solidified then in Florida as not a really competent, intelligent state. And then in recent years, there's been this the whole Florida man thing, which has become, I'm not sure what a meme is, but I think that's a meme. And where the impression people have is that there's everything here is stupid and weird. And we do have a lot of stupid and weird. But I like to say that if you look beneath that, you know, veneer of stupidity and weirdness, you find a much deeper level of stupidity and weirdness. And that's what I wanted to write about in this book.
And you set out to find it. And not only that, you also found a scientific explanation for why there are so many stupid people in Florida.
Yeah, I said, like, if you imagine a large box open at the top but with high walls, and you put rats in the box, and they're down to the lower right side, there's a, like a little corridor leading to a dead end, which is obviously Florida, that the you know, most of the rats, if not all the rats, would eventually go down there and explore it, and the smarter ones would, you know, when they decide to leave, would turn around and go back, and the slower ones would eventually figure out, oh, the really dumb rats would stay. They would be trapped down there, and that's kind of my theory of what, you know, somehow people come here and they can't leave. They have trouble leaving Florida, possibly because they're naked or arrested. I don't know, but I point out in the book that yes, there are a lot of creepy people doing weird things here, but a lot of those people came from some other state, possibly even Missouri.
No. Although I don't think we have a musical ambassador like Florida does. I read that Pitbull, the rapper, was recently named the official ambassador of Florida.
Mm. Yeah, and when I found that out, I went and looked up some of Mr. Bull's lyrics.
Mr. Bull.
Yeah. Okay. We can't talk about him on the air here, but he really does represent the spirit of Florida, no question.
Yeah. You went to you mentioned the elections. You went to at least one of the political conventions this summer.
I went to both of them. I went to Cleveland and Philadelphia.
How was that?
And the Olympics. I was a busy, busy person.
Oh, I'm going to get to the Olympics because I was reading your dispatches from there every day at the Miami Herald. But tell me about the conventions.
The conventions were entertaining. I find that what goes on inside the convention is usually pretty dull, and the more exciting part is what goes on outside in the streets. In Cleveland, the Republican convention inside was pretty interesting because it was you know, a lot of unexpected things happened. It was kind of unconventional convention. And to a lesser extent, that was also true in the Democratic convention. What surprised me about that was there were a lot of protesters outside, and they were kind of represented inside, mostly the Bernie Sanders people, and they seemed angrier at Hillary than they did at Donald. There was a moment, I described it in one of my columns, when they opened the first day of the Democratic convention, and you know they have a flag salute and stuff like that, and then they had a woman come up and deliver a prayer, a minister, and in the prayer she mentioned Hillary Clinton early on, and this started this chant of Bernie, Bernie, which enraged the Hillary people. They're just going Hillary, Hillary, and so the poor woman trying to deliver the opening prayer had to stop while these chants raged back and forth. They were unable to get through the opening prayer without...
We're only 45 seconds into our program, ladies and gentlemen. Please contain yourselves.
So, you know, it was a strange... Usually they're just festivals of you know, fake unity in both conventions. And this year they didn't have that vibe.
I can't understand why anybody wants to go to those things. Why would you want to be a delegate?
No, delegates are, I feel sorry for them. You know, they're the lowest form of life at a convention. Their job is to hold up a sign. They don't even get to decide what the sign says.
Yeah.
You know, they have all these, you know, captains and sub-captains running around on their cell phones telling people what to do, when to cheer, when not to cheer. They don't get invited to any of the good parties. And there's not as many good parties as there used to be. That's the other thing.
And are the straw
hats... I like the days when the large corporations essentially bought the conventions and lavished food and liquor on, and even the media sometimes got some. I miss those days.
Are you complaining about not being well-fed by the Democrats and the Republicans?
Yes, I am complaining about that.
Did you at least come away from it with a straw hat?
No, I thing. And that's the other thing. I mean, I don't know, the days of the dumb hat. The used to be, you'd go in there, you know, and they'd be like, just everybody had a big stupid hat.
Yeah.
You know, like a giant pig hat or something for whatever state that is that's pig, proud of its pigs. I can't, was that Arkansas? Anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, Razorbacks.
But yeah, now, like, you didn't see many. It used to be like everybody in the Wisconsin delegation had some form of cheese up there.
Uh-huh.
No more.
What about Florida?
This country's falling apart, and that's a good example.
What about your state when they do that roll call of the states? Florida, the great state of Florida.
Florida has to, you know, exhale its marijuana, and then no, Florida didn't really do anything. The
first state to be infected by the Zika virus.
Exactly. Yeah, they're wearing mosquitoes on their heads. No, the best state was Delaware at the I think it was the Democratic convention announced that it was, among other things, the home of George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty hip.
So I was pretty proud of that.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Zika, are you staying inside to avoid it completely?
No, because I actually live in Coral Gables, which is not zoned for Zika. It's illegal. They have to have a permit to bring a mosquito in Coral Gables. And it would take, the paperwork alone would take years. So.
It's a gated community, the mosquitoes.
Yeah, you can't even replace a screen door in this, let alone bring a mosquito in here. So, no, we feel pretty safe. But it is funny, I have to say, because when my wife, Michelle, is a sports writer, and she and I went to Rio with our daughter, who's 16, and everybody said the same thing. So how can you be, are you crazy going down there? Zika. And it's like, of course, the Zika erupted right here in Miami.
Right.
There was I never heard of anybody even mentioning Zika down there, except in reference to the fact that it wasn't there.
Now, I don't know what the protocol is if you're going to be out on Copacabana Beach in Brazil or Miami Beach in Florida. Do you put on the sunscreen before the mosquito repellent or the other way around?
We didn't put it on at all, but they don't put a lot on, Paul, at Copacabana Beach, let me just say, of anything. Men and women, they wear, the average American family of four, the fabric that would use for the bathing suits for a family of four would cover pretty much all of Rio de Janeiro. They wear small, even the men, thong-oriented bathing suits.
Kind of dental floss holding the package, about it.
Not a lot of coverage. But they're out there on the beach. I mean, that's the world's biggest. We stayed in Copacabana, and so we were there a lot, the beach. And it's like the world's longest party, mm-hmm. going on and on and on, day and night.
But you actually went to some of the events. I read a great column you wrote about going to badminton, because if it weren't for you, Dave, I wouldn't know that the shuttlecock at one point can move somewhere in excess of 300 miles an hour.
Well, we don't really know how fast it goes because it was kilometers. It could be hundreds of miles an hour. It could be 4 miles an hour. I don't know, because it was kilometers.
I didn't know they were using the metric shuttlecocks.
But it's like I never know what the temperature is anywhere either. You know, like, when they say it's like, it's 12. You know, come on, what is it really? Don't tell me it's 12, whatever that means.
What were some of your favorite events that you saw there?
Well, actually, I'll tell you my least favorite first, and I hope I don't offend anybody in the listening area there.
It's impossible.
We spent approximately, my daughter and I, 4 hours getting to this, because the traffic was, at the beginning especially, was really bad. Judo.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of pictured, I don't know, naive of me, I thought that would involve some kind of physical contact and fighting, maybe breaking some boards, you know, maybe throwing people over your shoulder, I don't know, something like action. Basically, they wear pajamas. It's not a real effective thing. It's not like ideal for, and they basically keep gripping each other by the garments. You know, there's a lot of garment. If you want to see two people in pajamas gripping each other's garments,
judo is the sport for you.
That's mainly what happens. They grip each other for a while, and then they get separated, and they fix their pajamas for about 5 minutes.
That's only fun in college.
Then they go back to gripping, and then every now and then a point gets scored, but I could never tell how.
Yeah.
So, and then somebody would win. I go, why? Wait, what did he do? So
I had the same reaction one day. I was flicking around, and I came across one of the NBC channels that was showing fencing.
Oh, we went to fencing also, and nobody knows who's winning that.
No. It seems like the two of them come together. There's a clash of steel for a microsecond.
And then suddenly lights go on.
Yes.
And then one of them gets mad. One of them always gets mad. And that's how you know where the point is. But you don't know how he, where did the point come from? I could never tell.
Yeah. I always found it funny that many of these sports like fencing and judo and skeet shooting were being televised. In fact, NBC was streaming every single event, and I can't imagine who was watching it. And I realized it has to be equated to when my daughter was in high school and she played the cello in the orchestra.
And you were watching the cello.
And the only people who went to those concerts were related to the people performing there. No one from the community wanted to go to the high school and see the orchestra concert, and nobody in the world community wants to turn on and watch judo or badminton from the Olympics.
It has that vibe, yeah, like of only the moms. And the other one, I don't know if you saw, I didn't see it live, but I saw it on TV, is the synchronized swimming.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird.
It's like robots, isn't it?
Oh, my God, it's strange. It's like, what are you doing? It's like they're having like seizures in the water, but simultaneous seizures, you know. Make these sudden jerky moves around there.
Yeah, totally unnatural. What was your daughter's favorite part, because you took her along?
The sport that we both liked the most was volleyball, not the beach volleyball, which wouldn't be in the Olympics if it weren't for the costume.
Yes.
By the way,
I'm 100% in favor of the bikini outfits.
No, we all are. I mean, nobody's complaining about it. Just like, you just know that the softball people are going, oh, why didn't we think to do that?
Hey, imagine.
We're wearing these big, bulky uniforms, and
Let me tell you something right now, Dave. Judo and fencing would get a lot more viewers if they wore that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So your daughter?
Oh, we liked the volleyball a lot. Both of us did, and also we liked walking around the beach a lot. My daughter and I spent a lot of time doing that.
Getting back to the book here, which is called "Best State Ever: A Florida Man Defends His Homeland." You went on some excursions, including one story you tell in the book about you and Michelle, your wife, going to the hottest dance club in Miami Beach. I can't remember the name of it.
It's called Liv, LIV. Yeah, Michelle and I went there, and it's really hard to get into this club. There's bouncers, and it costs a lot of money, and there's this long line at midnight, which is basically when it opens.
Wow.
Of just hot young people of both genders as looking as hot as they possibly can. And, so first of all, Michelle and I get there. I'm older than not only everybody in that line combined. I'm older than the bouncers, but I'm literally older than the Fountain Blue Hotel. So there's no way we would ever have gotten in except that a friend of mine hooked me up with. She knew the owner and got us in there. We go in, and it is like you pay a lot of money to get in, and then you pay a lot of money for drinks in there, and then you listen to a DJ, a celebrity DJ. Do you want to hear my rant about celebrity DJs?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll make it short.
Okay.
This is, why are they celebrities? It requires exactly the same skill as operating a microwave oven.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you push a button and it plays something. Push a button and it makes your pizza.
Yep.
I don't get that.
I don't either. I can't believe that there are some of these club DJs who make $500,000 a year.
A year,
yes.
A night. They're like, these guys are superstars. Anyway, so I don't get that. Anyway, they're playing this. It's electronic dance music, which just, oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's like this boom, 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 boom. And it goes on and on and on. And I don't know how you could possibly enjoy that without, like, heavy doses of pharmaceuticals. I really don't.
Well, that may be the case.
Yeah. And so, but you can't really dance to it. They're not really dancing. They're kind of bouncing up and down. You can't talk because it's so loud. So what you do is you're in a room full of people looking as hot as they can, kind of looking at each other and not really able to converse without yelling. So it's basically just bouncing up and down together. At least that's what it appeared to me. I didn't get it, to be honest, but I can say I did it.
You know that somebody once said that about the Rock Bottom Remainder show.
Everybody would say it. Yeah, that's true. But we're not like, electronic dance music is very repetitious, and we don't repeat anything because we can't remember.
The book is called Best State Ever, A Florida Man Defends His Homeland. It's the new one from Dave Barry, who will be here in St. Louis.
I will.
At the Ethical Society of St. Louis on September 19th, signing books and giving a little talk and saying hello to everybody who shows up there.
Two words that are rarely associated with my name are ethical and society.
Dave, it's always a pleasure. Good luck with the book tour.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Paul.
My pleasure, too. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a look at traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, you've got an accident. It looks like it's blocking into the right or the two right lanes on westbound 5564 on the Missouri side of the Poplar Street Bridge. That's causing your backup to go all the way to 3rd Street. Also working with an accident on westbound Highway 40 out near Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Now, let's see here. Yeah, the left lane is blocked still. Got a backup that goes a little bit east of Winghaven. And then you're looking at westbound 70 drivers slowing now from the Earth City Expressway out through the Blanchette Bridge and 5th Street. Eastbound Highway 270 slowing as you approach McDonald through Lindbergh. Heavy again from 170 through New Florissant. And northbound 170, that is now slowing from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. This report brought to you by Lead Safe America. Think lead poisoning is just a problem of the past? Think again. One in four kids lives in a home with potential lead paint hazards. Learn more. Be safe. LeadSafeAmerica.org. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
Are you frustrated with your current financial situation? Is there not enough money at the end of the month? Let C&S Financial help you get fiscally fit and show you the solution. This Saturday, August 27th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., you're invited to learn firsthand at the Hilton Garden Inn St. Louis Airport. A $25 admission to the event includes light refreshments and all materials. Find out more information at csfinancialedu.net or search fiscally fit at eventbrite.com. Let CNS Financial help you get fiscally fit.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Blue Moon Barbecue Sauce is back at Buffalo Wild Wings. Rich, tangy barbecue sauce combines with the citrus flavors of Blue Moon, Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.